All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
97.1. All right, good to have everybody aboard. We will carry the Iserman Presser live at 3 o'clock. We'll hope to talk to Steve Iserman shortly afterwards. Right now, we bring on a guy you see on your television damn near every night in the NHL playoffs on NHL Tonight. He is Kevin Weeks. Kevin, how are you, and thanks for the time.
I'm great, thanks. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate Kevin, it. I got to tell you, before we get into the Iserman stuff, you are hands down best-dressed guy in NHL Tonight. You're putting him to shame.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much, man. Dinner on me at Fishbones next time I'm in
the show. You got a deal. Kevin, this is seemingly the worst-kept secret in the NHL. You're not surprised at all this happened? Surprised by the timing at all, or was this assumed?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, to me, all roads are kind of pointing to it, but you never really know unless and or until things become finalized. And, you know, I'd have to say, first of all, you know, Steve Yzerman, one of the greatest Red Wings, one of the greatest players that's ever lived, of course. Greatest player, you know, him, Gordie Howe, Ted Lindsay. I mean, I can go on and on. Obviously, Nick Lidstrom. Well, those guys are hockey deities, of course, and hockey royalty and Detroit Red Wings royalty. But I also give him a lot of credit for how hard he worked. He approached his job in management the way he did playing, and there's something to be said for that. So he did an amazing job apprenticing there, of course. He knows the Wings DNA. That's a part of his DNA, really. But he also knows and learned a lot from the great Kenny Holland, and he's been able to channel that into Tampa, albeit it was a difficult ending for Tampa. But I got the feeling that when he stepped down as everyday general manager in Tampa, I got the feeling that something was kind of brewing. And, of course, we all have conversations around the league and around the hockey world. So that was a thought, but really, I think he left a great blueprint in Tampa. He left them a great foundation. There's no question about that. And I think he's inheriting what's becoming a really good blueprint in Detroit, a lot of the young players. And he's a Red Wing through and through. So I think this is a great day for a lot of the Wings fans around the world, of course, back there in Michigan. It's a proud day, I'm sure, for Steve Yzerman, and it's a great day for the organization.
Kevin, I was going to ask you about that. You know, when Steve left, this was arguably one of the premium jobs in the league. You know, you fast forward years later, and where does this job rank, I guess, in your mind or in league circles? Kind of, does it still carry the cachet it once carried? Is it still viewed as one of those great jobs?
It's definitely viewed as a great job. I would say, one, it's a very rich, historical NHL Original Six franchise. I would also say, you know, the blueprint of the Ilitch family, what they've been able to do in terms of, you know, since they bought the team, transforming the team, helping to transform Detroit, you know, philanthropically and, of course, through their business endeavors. I think that kind of speaks for itself. And also part of the legacy, too, is LCA. You know, the LCA, the new practice rink, District Detroit, I mean, that's one of the best on the planet right now. So it comes at a real good time. I think it's a part of the rebirth of the Red Wings. We talked about, you know, Kenny's talked about, too, the fact that they're going young. You have a lot of young players, be it Rasmussen, be it Chalowski, be it Dylan Larkin, Athanasiu. I mean, there's a lot of nice young pieces, Mantha, Ferk. You know, I can go up and down the list in terms of the young players that they have now in the organization that are starting to bear fruit. But it's the opportunity as they chart their new course in the rebirth of the franchise. I think it's a great opportunity for Steve. He loves challenges. I'm not here to speak on his behalf, but, you know, having played against him and knowing him in NHL circles and seeing him around and knowing a lot of guys that played with him, I got a pretty good sense for how he's wired. And, yeah, that's a very esteemed franchise. Kenny Holland, Jim Neal when he was there, Jimmy Devolano. I mean, they've got a lot. Chris Draper, Maltz. They've got a lot of great people in that organization. And now it's a good opportunity for them to go forward. So I think it's a great earned opportunity for Stevie. And I think that a lot of people look at that as such too.
Kevin Weeks of NHL Network joining us. Kevin, when you look at this, the one thing that was strange is you saw Holland extend Blashill And then, you know, just weeks later, you're bringing in Yzerman. And obviously, I know tampering and all the different things out there. But there, it's just from the naked eye. Stevie had to, on some level, even through back channel, approve that move. You don't take a job where a guy gets extended and you don't have a say in it. Or am I crazy here?
I don't think you're crazy. You don't sound crazy to me. I don't got to give you an assessment. I think you're
perfect.
I think you're spot on. Yeah, no, I think you're spot on. I mean, you know, obviously we're in the relationship business, you know, as Mr. Bettman always says, Commissioner Bettman, he always says, he tells me all the time, you know, we're in the people business. We're in the people business. It's a relationship business. So when you've been around the league, as long as a lot of us have, and specifically as long as Steve Yzerman has, you'd have to think that there's been some types of communication and some of those relationships. And I mean, it's kind of a unique thing because he was the face of the franchise, you know, since he was 18 years old, since leaving the Peterborough Peaks. You know, everybody knows him as one of the Mr. Red Wings. So you have to think that those relationships are deeply rooted there in Michigan. And I have to think some of those conversations were certainly had for sure.
Kevin, when we take all the playoff teams and move them to the side, take the teams that are strictly in the rebuilding classification, okay? How big of an undertaking is this Red Wing job right now with where they are in their process, with the young core that they have and maybe the pieces they don't have? How big of an undertaking is this? How far away are they?
I mean, I don't want to speak on behalf of them, but just objectively speaking,
yeah,
watching
your opinion.
As much and analyzing as much, yeah, analyzing as much hockey as I do, and I put it at a three-year window. I put it at a three-year, you know, 3 years. I think they've got a lot of really good pieces. Dylan Larkin, I think, has really exceeded expectations, if that makes sense. He's rounded out his game. His game has grown by leaps and bounds. In addition to that, Anthony Mantha, I still think, should be a perennial 30-goal guy, 30, 35-goal guy. Athanasiou, and I told Drapes this before, I love Athanasiou. I didn't like the fact that, you know, he had that little contract kick up a few years ago because I love his game. I don't see why he can't be a 30-30 guy. And you start looking around, you know, Chalowski, you look at the different other pieces that are in the organization, other guys that are coming. I think it could be a three-year window. They have some really good young players. And some of them have the opportunity, obviously led by Dylan Larkin, to become potentially star players. So when you put all that together, it is a big undertaking, yes. A lot of it is because of the responsibility and because of the generation of Red Wings fans and also their history. Also because of their greatness. I mean, it's one of the best dynasties in the history of pro sports. So I think when you put all that together, it's a big undertaking. But I put it at about 3 years. In terms of that, I would also be remiss if I didn't mention Tyler Bertuzzi. I love Tyler Bertuzzi. I love his game. I really love his game. I was asking those guys a couple of years ago why they didn't bring him up because I was watching him play with Guelph in the OHL, Todd's nephew, and he gives them that sandpaper that they need in that lineup. And for him to set that record this year with four consecutive three-point games in Red Wings history, when you think about the great players that have worn the wing wheel, you know, that's pretty special. So I put it at a three-year window for them right now, I'd say.
Kevin, one more, and then I'm going to let you go. I know it's your day off, and I do appreciate you giving us some time. The Kenny Holland aspect of this is fascinating. He will go, quote-unquote, upstairs. You obviously, Steve, will have complete autonomy, but do you believe Holland will become a general manager at some point again, or as Bob McKenzie is intimating, he will simply ride into the sunset in just an executive role?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's hard for me to say. I had a chance to speak to them when they were here playing at the Garden a couple of weeks ago. I had a chance to speak to Kenny briefly and, you know, the rest of the brass and the coaching staff. If I had to say, it wouldn't surprise me if he does take another role or if he stays on, if he continues staying on. I mean, for a lot of them, it's just the way they're wired. It's the way we're wired. You know, I mean, I look at Jimmy Rutherford, who I played for, who you guys are no stranger to there in Detroit, with him having been with the Junior Wings. I look at Lou Lamoriello, who I had in New Jersey, of course, and some of the Glenn Sather, Mr. Sather had in New York. I mean, for a lot of them, it's in the bones, it's in the blood. So Steve Yzerman, you know, he could move to Paris and have a great life and the rest of it and just stay in Detroit and have a great life. So it wouldn't be surprising for me to see Kenny be involved, continue to be involved, not only with the Red Wings, if that's what he chooses, but maybe he takes up another challenge too. I mean, he just has so much to offer the game. He's done such an amazing job. I mean, you know, you look at the Detroit Red Wings were the envy. That was the blueprint, guys. I mean, the New Jersey Devils became that. Dallas Stars had a bit of it. Colorado Avalanche had a little bit of it. But one thing that people don't talk about is the Chicago Blackhawks, modern-day Chicago Blackhawks. That's all off the Wings blueprint. It is. I mean, obviously Scotty and then his son Stan and Dale Talon, but the way they built the Blackhawks, that was total Detroit Red Wings Xerox. And I think that's a great tip of the hat to the franchise and the success that they had. So I could foresee Kenny being involved in either staying there in Detroit or doing something else for sure.
Kevin, go enjoy your day off. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
To all the Wings fans, too, there. All you Michiganders, enjoy a cold burners. And thanks for tuning in and watching us on the NHL Network. We appreciate you.
You got it. Kevin Weeks, appreciate it. NHL Network, you can see him on NHL tonight. And again, he is the best-dressed guy on set. It's really not a comparison. Let's get some of your phone calls in the mix. 248-539-9797. Next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.